At the Roycroft Arts Festival this summer, Jean McLeod Lang and her husband Brad were showing off their alpacas.
About 20 years ago, we went to the Cattaraugus County Fair and saw my first alpaca.
It was adorable, about 4 feet high.
And I saw that big teddy bear head and those big eyes, and I fell in love and said, someday I'm going to own these.
And sure enough, 9 years later, they did. And they still do on their farm in Elma.
We have almost 70 on the farm, 10 babies expected yet this year.
Hi, baby.
70 with 10 on the way.
With 10 more on the way, correct.
Are you talking to us?
They weren't alone back then. Promoters pushed alpacas as pets, maybe, but mainly as investments.
Wake up to the wonderful world of alpacas.
This is a TV commercial from 2007.
I don't have to put on a suit or a uniform. It's a wonderful business.
But there was trouble lurking in the shadows for the alpaca business back then.
I've seen them. I think they're gorgeous, but...
Economist John Slenker of the State Labor Department.
The prices that were being paid for them originally were very high for a pet that you can make sweaters with. How many sweaters do you need?
The business became a bubble.
Everything is broken.
People rushed to buy alpacas. They expected a big demand for the animals themselves and for their fiber for sweaters and such. Some alpacas went for tens of thousands of dollars, a few for hundreds of thousands. But within a few years, alpaca prices dropped by as much as 80%. Many investors sold theirs at a loss. Some gave them away. What a great way to get rich. Did you think of it that way?
Never. We, in doing our research, realized these are livestock. You know, livestock is not something you're going to get rich quick on.
It was always money going out, nothing coming in.
It wasn't easy. It wasn't quick.
Now we finally found a way to make some money, you know, through selling our product through the store and doing craft show events.
You didn't fall away. You're still here.
We are, because we love the animals. Back, 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 back. That's how I call them.
It's near sundown on Jean and Brad's farm in Elma. The baby alpacas are galloping through the pasture.
They run to get their body temperature up to sustain them through the evening.
A family from Alden are with them. Susan Bishop and her three young daughters.
You're a new owner, right?
We are. Actually, my kids are the owners.
They're boarding their alpaca here at Jean and Brad's farm to learn about them, to take care of them.
So that when we have a farm of our own, we're able to better understand them, know what to do.
It all began for the family long ago when daughter Hannah was a year old and saw an alpaca at the Erie County Fair. And now?
Just like right away when I saw Beacon, the alpaca that I own now, I called it love at first sight, because then we could save up to board Beacon here.
Call them the second generation alpaca owners. Cautious, smart, realistic. And for Brad and Jean?
We've grown and learned. And so that's what we want to try and give to other people, like the Bishop family.
And as with any investment,
oh, adorable.
Beware of the bubble. Rich Kelman reporting for WBFO News.